David Young is a Champion for Blind Iowans by James H. Omvig. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Iowa Congressman David Young. From the editor, James Omvig is a man with a long history of work on behalf of blind people and whose mantra has long been, let's go build the Federation. This he has done in every part of the country in which he has lived and in every part he has visited on behalf of the organized blind of America. Jim has spent more than 8 decades on this earth and has more than his share of health issues, but he still manages to put the work of the National Federation of the Blind as one of his highest priorities. Jim did not attend the 2017 Washington seminar, but he felt an obligation to carry forward the issues highlighted there. Here is an article which appeared in the Des Moines Register on March 2, 2017. Hats off to you, Jim, and thank you for writing. National Federation of the Blind of Iowa letter to the editor. Through the National Federation of the Blind, the world's oldest and largest educational and civil rights organization of blind people, the Blind of America are working continuously to achieve security, equality, and opportunity for the blind. As we advance, many challenges still lay ahead. One of the most significant is the barrier the blind face with accessible technology. In the ever-changing market of computers, tablets, and phones, keeping devices accessible is always a work in progress for the NFB. One recent issue the blind have encountered is the high cost of custom-made accessible technology such as braille displays, screen reading software, and other technology that is specifically designed for the use of the blind. These necessary devices can be extremely costly, making it difficult for the average blind person to afford them. Leaders of the Federation have therefore developed the Access Technology Affordability Act, which will be introduced into the Congress soon. It would offer a refundable tax credit for blind purchasers of specialized technology to help defray the cost, and therefore help blind people have equal access to information. At the Federation's recent Washington seminar, hundreds of blind people from across America traveled to Washington, D.C. to educate U.S. congressmen and senators about this urgent need. After he learned of the problem of the exorbitant costs associated with this technology, Representative David Young agreed to be our champion sponsor of the Access Technology Affordability Act. Congressman Young has repeatedly advocated for the blind and our causes and has sponsored legislation on our behalf several times now. We wish to offer a public thank you to Young for his understanding, his help, and his support. James H. Omvig, National Federation of the Blind of Iowa.